Chapter 3. The Sky Above Us. During the daytime, only one bright star can be seen in the sky. It is the star that is nearest to us and the star that is the most important in our daily lives. We have a special name for it, the sun. The moon and the planets do not shine on their own. They appear bright at night because the sun lights them up. All the other shining points in the night sky are stars, like our sun. Some are bigger, some are smaller, but they are all stars. If there is no cloud in the sky at night, and you are away from city lights, you can see thousands of stars without using a telescope. You can also see a few other things that are not stars: the moon and some of the planets, like Venus, Mars, Jupiter, or Saturn. Our moon is a natural satellite of our planet. A satellite orbits something, like the Earth goes round the sun. And natural means that it was not made by people. The moon orbits the Earth in 27.3 days. But we only ever see the same side of the moon when we look at it from Earth. From the moon, the sky always looks black because there is no atmosphere. The moon is much smaller than the Earth. You could put 49 moons into the Earth. It also has less gravity than the Earth. If your weight were 45 kilograms on the Earth, it would be 7.5 kilograms on the moon. The moon was probably made more than 4 billion years ago when something the size of a planet hit the Earth. Scientists think this sent a hot cloud of dust and small pieces of rock into the Earth's orbit. As this cloud got cooler, parts of it held together until it finally formed the moon. You could not live on the moon without special clothes, a spacesuit to protect you. And you would need water, although astronomers think that there is some ice on the moon. Astronauts have landed on the moon 6 times from the Earth. In 1969, American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first people to walk on the moon. People used to believe that the moon was a mirror or a bowl of fire and that it was magic. And the moon does do some magic on the Earth. The moon's force of gravity makes the tides in the Earth's oceans. The sea on the side of the Earth nearest to the moon is pulled harder towards the moon, lifting up the water. This is high tide. The sun also helps with the tides. Although the sun's force of gravity is much stronger than the moon's, it is felt only about half as strongly because the sun is much further away from the Earth. But twice a month, when the moon is in a line with the Earth and the sun, the force of gravity of the moon and the sun work together to make large tides, called spring tides. The moon's force of gravity on the Earth makes tides in the oceans. Moon. Gravity. Earth. The tide. Everything in our universe takes time to travel. Light takes time too. Light always travels in space at the speed of about 300,000 kilometers per second. This is called the speed of light. Light only takes about 1.3 seconds to travel from the Earth to the Moon. But it takes light from the Sun 8 minutes and 30 seconds to reach us on the Earth. We measure distance in space in light years, which is the distance light travels in a year. A light year is about 9.5 trillion kilometres. The other stars in the sky are much further away from the Earth than the Sun. The nearest star after the Sun is called Proxima Centauri. It takes 4.22 years for light from it to reach the Earth. All the other stars are even further away. The light of almost all the stars we can see in the night sky has been travelling for hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands of years before we see it. So by the time we see them, some of the most distant stars might already be dead. But we do not know that yet, because the light the dying star has made has not reached us. The solar system is the area of space around our sun. In it are all the things attracted by the sun's gravity and which orbit round it. There are planets, dwarf planets, moons, comets, asteroids, and other small things we have not discovered yet. In 2006, the International Astronomical Union, IAU, decided to change the way that they described planets. A planet must orbit the sun, and it has to be big enough for gravity to make it round and for it to stay that way. Its gravity must also attract almost everything that is near to it in space, so that there is no dust or rocks in its way as it orbits the sun. Pluto used to be thought of as a planet, but it is now called a dwarf planet because it has many rocks and other matter in its orbit. So now the eight planets of our solar system, beginning with the nearest to the Sun, are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. As well as the planets and their moons, there are other things orbiting the Sun. Asteroids can be as small as pieces of dust or as big as dwarf planets. There is a big group of asteroids made of rock and metal in what is called the asteroid belt. This is between Mars and Jupiter, and it may have almost 2 million asteroids in it that are larger than 1 kilometre in diameter. Some of the asteroids are big enough to have names, like the dwarf planet Ceres, which is 1,000 kilometres in diameter. Astronomers think that these asteroids are left from when the planets were first formed in the solar system. But there is a much bigger group of objects on the far side of the planet Neptune. It is called the Kuiper Belt. It is 20 times as wide as the asteroid belt, and maybe 200 times bigger than it. It is made of very small pieces of ice and gas, probably left from when the solar system was formed. The dwarf planet Pluto can also be found in the Kuiper Belt. Planets that orbit stars, different from our sun, are called exoplanets. By 2020, more than 4,000 exoplanets were discovered, and most of them are much bigger than the Earth. Corot 7b was discovered in 2009, and it was the first exoplanet that could be shown to be made of metal or rock. Alpha Centauri is the closest star system to our Sun, at a little more than 4 light-years away. Astronomers think it was formed 1,000 million years before our solar system. It looks like there is just one star, but really there are 3 stars. Alpha Centauri A and Alpha Centauri B orbit the same point once every 80 years. There is also a third star, Proxima Centauri, which is the nearest to the Earth. It is called a red dwarf because it is a smaller, cooler star. It takes about 1 million years for Proxima Centauri to orbit the other two stars. There is an exoplanet orbiting Proxima Centauri. It is a little bigger than the Earth, and astronomers would really like to know if it has water or life on it. Astronomers think there might be a second exoplanet orbiting Proxima Centauri too. 55 Cancri is a star system 41 light years away from us in the direction of the Cancer constellation, a group of stars. 55 Cancri A is a yellow star like the Sun. 55 Cancri B is a smaller red dwarf star. These two stars orbit each other at 1,000 times the distance between the Earth and the Sun. This star system is a good example of a system with a family of planets in it. In 1996, the first exoplanet orbiting Cancri A was discovered and named Cancri B. It is the size of Jupiter and orbits close to the star. In 2002, two more planets, Cancri C and Cancri D, were discovered. Then, in 2004, a fourth planet, the size of Neptune, was discovered and named Cancri E. This planet takes just 3 days to orbit the star Cancri A. It must be very hot, with surface temperatures up to 1,500 degrees Celsius. On the 6th of November 2007, astronomers discovered a fifth planet orbiting Cancri A, and they called it Cancri F. This planet is a giant ball of gas, like Saturn in our solar system. There may be moons in orbit around it, or planets like Earth made of rocks, where there could be water on the surface. More exoplanets are being discovered all the time. Kepler-90, a star in the constellation Draco, has 8 planets orbiting it. This is the same number of planets as in our solar system. But could there be other constellations out there with more planets in them? Astronomers would love to know. The Andromeda Galaxy, first discovered by Edwin Hubble, is the nearest large galaxy to our own Milky Way. The Milky Way and Andromeda are in a group of at least 40 galaxies that are near enough to feel the force of gravity from each other. The Milky Way and Andromeda are the two largest galaxies in the group. Andromeda is different from most galaxies because the light coming from it looks blue. When something making light moves, it creates a wave of light that you can see. When the light is moving quickly towards you, the waves are shorter and look bluer. When the light is moving away from you, the waves are longer and look redder. So astronomers think that Andromeda is moving towards the Milky Way at about 300 kilometers per second. In about 4.5 billion years, the two galaxies will meet each other and become one. Some astronomers think that our universe is part of a much bigger group of universes, which they sometimes call a multiverse. This theory was started in the 1920s when astronomers discovered that our universe is expanding. This means that more space developed in time. However, astronomers can only look at the stars and galaxies close enough to us in time and space. If there is a multiverse, other universes could be further away than this and would not be something we can see now or will be able to see in the future. This is because it will take the light from those universes so much time to reach us that we will all be dead by the time that it arrives. As you can imagine, the multiverse theory leads to all sorts of questions that are very difficult or impossible to answer. You could either think of it as one of the greatest science questions of our time, which one day astronomers will understand, or you could think of it as not science at all, as some astronomers do, because you cannot jump from one universe to another.